I also harvested a whole bunch of spinach yesterday. Jared, do you like spinach?
Love spinach.
Yeah, the problem with spinach is, you harvest a whole lot of it and you cook it down and you got nothing. It just cooks into just a instantaneous pile of mush. So I harvested a whole bunch. I've had several salads out of it, which is good, but seems to stretch a lot further when you eat it as a salad. But in the heat, it's starting to go to seed already. And that heat yesterday, I knew it was going to make it go to seed really quick. So I harvested a whole bunch of it and froze some, a nice portion for a nice meal, a very robust amount of spinach for Tommy and I, so like a freezer bag full. So that's good. So I cooked that down and quickly, and then put it in the freezer bag, and that's in the freezer. So, and there's still plenty more out there to harvest for a nice salad today. So, that's good. But your spinach does not last very long. And this sudden change of heat is going to make it bolt in no time. So that's a little disappointing because I would have liked it to have lasted longer. It looked really, really healthy, which is nice. So that's good. And the arugula, is going to seed right away. I did harvest some of that. You don't need a lot of arugula, just a few. I'm not a big, just a plain arugula salad person. I love to mix it in with some other things. I think it adds a lot of flavor, but you don't need a lot of it, in my opinion, just a little bit. So, but that's still harvestable for the time being, although some of it is definitely going to seed. And the big exciting news in the veggie garden is the peas have started to flower. And once they flower, you're going to get peas. And what happens after you get peas, Jared?
I'm assuming you get to make a peas and cheese sandwich.
Yes. I'm very excited. I know you hate mayonnaise. I still have not quite gotten over that shocker, but yes, peas and cheese sandwiches are in my very near future. So I'm very excited about that. They are the best. All right, I'm going to give the phone number again. It's 545-9282 outside the 732 area code. It's 1-888-545-9282. And before we go, I'm asking Bob from Piscataway to please call in at your earliest convenience. That'd be great. All right, and we will be back after this.
Here's the updated weather forecast for this evening. Still a chance of some locally severe showers or some thunderstorms moving through as a frontal system brings relief from the heat. And our overnight temperatures down to about 60. Daytime Monday, look for partial sunshine. Highs will reach the middle 70s on north winds. Mostly cloudy at night, 56. Clouds and sun on Tuesday. Tuesday's highs upper 60s to near 70. And mostly cloudy on Wednesday, also near 70. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for Fox Sports, New Jersey.
77 degrees in central Jersey.
Spring is in the air. Escape to New Brunswick this week with your significant other and experience all the city has to offer. There's live music and theater entertainment. See a comedy show, dine at high-end restaurants, or just satisfy your sweet tooth with chocolate-covered strawberries or luscious ice cream. Enjoy a four-course meal with a bottle of champagne, a gourmet burger and a beer, or treat yourself to some old-fashioned Southern comfort food. It's easy to see why this city is so romantic and has so many fun date options. New Brunswick is an excellent choice for couples or just friends getting together. Whether you're looking for some one-on-one time with your significant other or just a fun time with a group of friends, there are plenty of activities to enjoy in the Hub City to make a lasting impression. So escape to New Brunswick and enjoy a memorable day. More info at newbrunswick.com. That's newbrunswick.com.
It was long ago, back in 1904, that the Bardi family planted their first crops in the rich, fertile soil atop the Watchung Mountains in the little town of Warren. And with each passing year, families near and far shared in the bountiful harvest at Bardi Farms. Today, Bardi Farms still offers your family the best of everything. Farm fresh fruits and vegetables, fresh baked pies and breads, international cheeses, gourmet and organic food items, and What's the Scoop ice cream in amazing flavors. Bardi's now carries all your backyard chicken supplies and feed. Get your first taste of spring with hearty Bardi perennials, tropical plants, and fruit trees. Check out Barty's Greenhouse Special, Mix and Match Flats of Veggies and Annuals. They're your seed starting headquarters. Plus, they carry Scott's and Jonathan Green lawn fertilizer programs. Barty Farms Garden Center has everything you need to start your spring garden. Pottery, cedar mulch, decorative stone, and more. So load up the kids and come on down to the farm this weekend. Barty Farms is on Washington Valley Road in Warren and on that newfangled internet at bartyfarms.com. Barty Farms, 118 years old and still growing.
Sleepless nights, plenty of sleepless nights. Waking up in the middle of the night, can't go back to sleep.
Like when I first came back, it was kind of weird because like when I would be driving and a traffic light would go out or a light in the road would go out, that would kind of make me nervous. Because I'm thinking that at any second now, something's going to explode.
I mean, death, destruction. I mean, that's something that stays with you, and it surfaces.
Normal reactions to an abnormal experience. Military life and combat trauma can have a lasting effect on your mental health. If you or a family member are having trouble coping, remember, you're not alone. It takes courage to ask for help. An anonymous self-assessment is available online and by phone. Take the first step to healing. Visit militarymentalhealth.org. Or call 877-877-3647.
You're listening to The Garden Show with Peggy Ballester-Howells on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. Join the conversation live. Our phone lines are open, 732-545-9282. That's 732-545-WCTC.
Welcome back. Welcome back to The Garden Show. I'm Peggy Ballester-Howells. I'm here with...
Here with Jared.
Okay, so Bob called him.
He did.
That's wonderful. Bob?
Yes, hi.
Hey, there you are.
There you are.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate that.
Of course.
I want to thank you for that, and your wife, for that amazing loaf of bread that you gave me. Absolutely delicious. And the little soap, I didn't find the soap dish until a couple of days ago. Because the bag with the soap that I saw right away was on the Chase Lounge. And there's still odds and ends that I'm cleaning up. It's, mostly all done, but there's still odds and ends, a few plants. I still haven't taken care of the bulletin board, just a few odds and ends. And I came across that bag and I looked in it and that soap dish has my name written on it. I mean, it's so perfect for me with the beautiful purple and all different shades of purple and blue flowers. It's beautiful. I love it. So thank you very much for that. And I wanted to make sure that I got that thank you out. And I have no way of contacting you.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, maybe we should exchange phone numbers.
Yes. So.
Yeah, I'll give it to Jared.
Yes.
I'll let Jared know.
Yes. So when,
yeah. I won't hang up when we're done then.
That would be good. So,
yeah.
I wanted to thank you for coming back and helping, which was great. And how's the lawnmower?
It's good. It's good. Well, we brought it home. My son came over that Sunday to pick up some plants with my 5-year-old granddaughter. And that's my wife's lawnmower because she always has wanted to help mow our lawn. But our lawn is really bumpy. I have a lawn very similar to yours. It's not. I'm not a lawn guy. I just want something to cover the dirt out there. And it's really difficult to mow. Even my kids, when they were teenagers mowing it, it was difficult. So I don't let her mow the lawn because I don't think it's that safe. I've been doing it since I was 12, so I know what to look for. So this is her mower. And she went to the section I was talking about, the hilly section. We brought the mower up there. And she was, like, showing off to my kids and my granddaughter, look at this. And she was having a blast with it, to tell you the truth.
Oh, well, that's great. Yeah, it is fun. I enjoyed using it as well, but that is the one chore I refuse to take on. So it's really Tommy's job, and he doesn't want to do it either. So this year we actually hired somebody to mow the grass. So we have two push mowers, gasoline-powered push mowers, and we have a riding mower. How many mowers do we need? We're not even doing the mowing, so,
Well, they'll last forever.
Yeah, yes, that they do. I remember the yellow, big, heavy yellow ones we had that my brothers used. I had five brothers, and varying brothers would mow the lawn, although mostly it was my brother Carmen. But, yeah, and they went from house to house to house. I don't remember at what point that we finally got rid of them. Probably when my brothers were all out of the house, I think. No, I think that may have been when we got rid of them. But, yeah, they do last forever. So, all right, well, that all worked out. And I planted my mortgage lifter tomatoes yesterday, so I thought of you because I know you had said you had taken.
Yeah, so yesterday was an okay day to put stuff in. I was afraid to, or even today with all the heat, but it would be okay to do that.
Well, I only
later in the day.
I only planted things that have been outside all week.
Okay,
you know they were already outside.
I
hesitated. Because when I, out of all the plants that I had started, you know, because I had started so many extra for the plant exchange, I had taken the right number that I wanted for myself and either put them back in the greenhouse or put them in the veggie garden.
Right.
And the ones that were in the veggie garden, I planted. The ones that I had moved into the greenhouse, I did not plant.
Okay.
And
okay.
Today, later on today, I didn't do this yesterday because today was going to be hot too. The end of the day today, I'm going to move them all out so that, you know, they can get used to.
Harden them all.
Yes.
Yeah.
But not until later when they're only going to be in the sun for a couple of hours. And then.
Okay.
So that was sort of the way I handled it. The ones that were already out there went in the ground and I planted a bunch of seed, which doesn't, you know, matter. You know, that's not going to be affected.
Right, right.
And, and then the ones in will come out. So, you know, you were wise to hesitate if they were all indoors. I wouldn't put them right in the ground.
No, they were all outdoors. It's just, you know, I targeted this weekend to be the weekend we get the gardening completely. And with the temperatures, last year on a very similar day, I put my plants in and they suffered. Now, my plants weren't as good as they are this year. I had a bad growing season last year. Once they got in the ground, it was okay, but starting my plants, I couldn't get the supplies because of COVID. You know, it was just an off year. So when my son, too, we both picked the same hot day to put both of our plants in, and some of them just didn't make it from the heat. So I figured, well, this year I'm just going to push it back 2 days since this coming week looks like it's going to be a really comfortable temperature week, and I'm just putting everything off until then.
Well,
so I was kind of afraid to put them in.
Well, I'm right there with you. I think tomorrow is going to be a really good planting day.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to get my husband to maybe turn over a couple more beds for me. I wonder if he's listening because I didn't mention that to him yet. So maybe he'll hear that. He did turn over two really nice beds for me, but I still have to incorporate the compost in them. So, you know, if he gave me two more beds, that would be four, and that would be enough to get all the plants in that I need to get in. So we'll see. But, yeah, I think that was smart of you to wait until, you know, tomorrow.
Yeah, and full disclaimer, my wife is the one who picked out the soap dish. She's the one who has the eye for that stuff. If it were me, it would just be a plain white dish. So.
I kind of guessed that.
That's her style, yes.
Well, your wife is lovely and very feminine, and that soap dish and soap just, yes, I would not have thought you would have picked it out. Maybe together. Maybe together.
Well,
may
I
have
paid for it. She picks it out. So it is together.
So, my husband and I have, now that I'm retired, my husband and I have a similar relationship. He still makes the money. I spend it, but, you know.
So it all works. It's all good.
It all works, right? It's all good. It's all good. So
I have a question. Two of my kids gave us azalea plants and pots, small ones. And I'm thinking about putting them in a perennial area, but I don't want the azalea to take it over. Like, we have one in the corner of our house, and this azalea, I have never trimmed it. It is large. We're letting it grow kind of wild. It looks beautiful for the time that it is there. It's bloomed. Can you comfortably trim an azalea?
Sure.
I don't really want to shape it, per se, but, yeah, you can do that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. I have an azalea at the Ocean Grove house that came with the house. It's a white one, and it's probably close to 6 feet tall and about 4 to 5 feet across, and right now it is covered in white flowers and absolutely spectacular. It's in a spot where sometimes it creeps over the sidewalk and needs to be cut back. So the ideal time to prune it is right after it blooms.
Okay.
And again, you know, selective pruning is always the best so that it maintains a natural shape. Again, the rule that I like to go by is when you're all done pruning it, it shouldn't look like it's been pruned.
Right, right.
So,
right.
Okay. But yes, you can prune them. And there are many, you know, all azaleas are rhododendrons. Not all rhododendrons are azaleas. They come as a result. I mean, I have seen rhododendrons that are pushing 20 feet.
Wow.
Yes. There was one next to an old farmhouse on Route 130. When it bloomed, I would stop and take pictures. I was with my girlfriend one time. I was with a girlfriend, and I made her get out and stand next to the thing to get perspective. And it was, you know, easily three times as tall as she was. And it was quite spectacular, huge, one of those pink ones, pinkish azalea. I'm sorry, rhododendron. So they can come huge, and then there's many that stay very small. You know, so the trick is not to worry so much about whether you can prune it initially, but to worry, right, to check the variety and make sure that whichever one that you have isn't going to get too big.
Oh, okay. Well, we got what we got. So.
Oh, that's right. You got yours.
Yeah, presents. We got what we got. Yeah. So it's going in, and we'll see. Well, and yeah, I just wanted to make sure that it doesn't look stupid. If you, I mean, I'm looking to keep it maybe waist high, a little bit higher, of course, but something that will fit within the area.
I don't think you'll have any trouble with that at all. But did it come with a variety name?
It may have. It's outside. I'd have to go out and take a look.
Well, you know. Just if it does, look up the variety name and you'll find out more information about its maximum height, and that might influence where you choose to put it. If you can get the variety name, that would be very useful.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Don't forget to give Jared your number.
Yes, I will. And thank you for everything that you do for us, Peggy, for all of us. That was really wonderful. And I don't know, it's just such a great community. I've met so many really, really nice people. I've made a couple of really nice friends.
And
I was visiting one yesterday, a great guy. So.
And this is why I've been doing this and will continue to do it as long as they let me. It's like a gigantic family. And I've made many wonderful friends. So I'm right there with you. I'll do it as long as they let me.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now. All right, I'm going to give the number again. It's 545-9282. Outside the 732 area code, it's 1-888-545-9282. I think we need to take a break now, so we're going to... What was that? Yes?
Need a minute to get...
Oh, okay. So, all right. So, Jared needs a minute. All right, so I've been in the veggie garden, having a little trouble getting the tomato cages set up. We added some wire fence pieces to some of the headboards to give the peas a better place to cling, to grow, and that seems to be working out very well. The potatoes are amazing. The potatoes look really lush. I haven't planted potatoes in years, but I have to stress that a potato that comes right out of the ground in your garden is a completely different animal than the potatoes that you get at the supermarket. They just, when they're fresh and freshly dug and properly grown, the flavor just knocks your socks off. They're just so different. I remember many, many years ago, thinking that a friend of mine who was growing potatoes, like, why do you grow potatoes? You can buy potatoes at the market. They're practically, you know, cost nothing. Why would you grow potatoes? And then one year, I decided to do an experiment with potatoes, a variety trial, and I grew like 8 different kinds of potatoes, and red ones, purple ones, yellow ones, white ones, fingerlings, all different kinds of potatoes, and to find out, you know, which ones were best. Well, when I dug them up and ate them, they were phenomenal. Every one of them, nothing like the potatoes in the market. But also, there was a little side part to that story. That was the year that we had a wedding of a friend of mine in the backyard. And we had my dear friend, very dear friend, Alan Dancer, who is the sometimes mayor of Cranberry. I don't know if he's still doing that, but he was at the time. And he came and performed the ceremony. And he used to be a potato farmer. He switched from potatoes to field crops. But I found him in the garden among the potatoes. I think it was very nostalgic for him to be among all those potatoes. And he spent a good part of the time of the wedding looking for Colorado potato beetle egg masses on the underside of the leaves, which is a very real problem. I mean, Colorado potato beetles are, you know, vicious and will destroy the crop, and they feed both as larvae and adults, and they do just a tremendous amount of damage, and they leave clusters of orange eggs on the underside of the leaves. And if you can crush all the eggs, then you really reduce the problem pretty significantly. But the end of that story is that if you grow potatoes, they are delicious. And I had a bag of Yukon Gold in my pantry in a bowl covered with a towel so they don't turn green. And they had all sprouted under there. So I said, oh, what the heck? I'll plant them. And they're doing great. So I will have Yukon Gold potatoes this season. So, all right, are we going to take a little break now? All right, we will be back after this.
Scam artists have been around forever, making promises that can't be kept. Everything from get rich quick to lose 30 pounds this week. Today, scammers are very sophisticated, taking advantage of homeowners facing foreclosure. If a so-called loan modification expert asks you for an upfront payment to fix your loan, run and run fast. Be aware of promises that can't be kept, like,
I guarantee to save your home.
We can significantly lower your mortgage payment.
We have a 97% success rate.
When it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. Learn how to protect yourself from foreclosure scams at www.hud.gov/fairhousing. Assistance from a HUD-approved housing counselor is your assurance that the information is trustworthy and free. Free. Now that's a word those loan modification scammers have never heard of. Find a HUD-approved housing counselor today at www.hud.gov/fairhousing.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Your kids are going for a bike ride, you make sure they wear a helmet. They insist on skateboarding, add knee pads and elbow pads too. Swimming in the pool, water wings, goggles, earplugs. If we could pack our kids in bubble wrap, we'd do it. Because we love them and we want to protect them. This is Lisa Edelstein with some very important news. Now there's an easy way to protect your kids 3 times a day. Choose healthy foods. Research has shown that a vegetarian diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains can help protect our kids against obesity. It can even help keep them from developing heart disease or cancer when they grow up. My friends at the Cancer Project are just waiting to hear from you so they can send you important information on how to protect your children from the inside out. Just log on to cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project.
You're listening to The Garden Show with Peggy Ballester-Howells on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. Join the conversation live. Our phone lines are open, 732-545-9282. That's 732-545-WCTC.
Welcome back to the Garden Show. And we're going to. It's Mr. President. Good morning.
Peggy?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Well, I'm okay, but I got to run over to Tractor Supply. I need parts. So I jump in a truck and I turn on the Garden Show. And you're talking potatoes. And if you mentioned this, I apologize. I missed it. But my grandfather taught me how to grow potatoes above ground.
Okay.
You prepare it, clean the garden, and just score a line in the soil and place your seed potatoes in that line, and then you cover them with straw.
a nice thick bed of straw, and as the plant begins to grow up, you just keep adding straw to it to support the foliage. And then when you want to harvest your potatoes, you just peel back the straw, and the potatoes are on top of the ground. No digging involved.
Well, I'm going to try that next year, because that would be a really good thing to put on the end of my veggie garden where I have a hard time putting my tomato cages in the ground. You know, I've double dug the bed, but it's still, I can't get stakes in the ground. So if I could grow potatoes on top of the ground with straw, that would be a good thing to try. I think that's a great idea. I have grown potatoes in tires, which is something that people can do that don't have a lot of space, where you take old tires and you fill them with soil, and then you put the potatoes in, the seed potatoes in, and then as they grow, you add tires. Sort of a similar idea, but in like almost container culture kind of thing. But I've never heard of the straw thing. I really like that idea.
Yeah. Mine's better than tires. Ladies and gentlemen of the Garden Show, try the straw thing. Tires are...
Come on, what's wrong? I mean, people that don't have a place to grow could grow them in tires on their driveway. It's an alternative. I'm not saying that mine is better than yours. I really like yours. But I think for certain people, it presents an opportunity that they might otherwise not have.
Fine. Reuse your tires.
I didn't say I'm going to use the tires myself now. I'm going to try your way next year. But somebody might want to try the tire way.
Okay. And the beauty of using the straw or even in the tires is that you don't have to dig them all at once. You can just peel back the straw as you need potatoes, and they're just still going to be there right up till about Thanksgiving. It's going to get too cold. But you can leave your potatoes out there and just move the straw back as you need potatoes.
Yeah, I totally believe that you should leave the potatoes out there as long as you can, because they store better out there than they do once you bring them in. And I generally recommend that the day after Thanksgiving is the perfect day to work off all of that pumpkin pie by digging your potatoes. So we're on the same page for that, at least.
And it could be any kind of potato. I like blue ones, red ones, Yukon Golds. Fingerlings are my favorite. They take a little bit more work, but they're also a little bit more fun.
Yes, they are fun, and I've grown purple fingerlings, which is really cool.
Because it looks good on a plate, and they taste good.
Yes, so, absolutely. Any
chef will tell you a presentation is half of it.
Yes, of course. But right, fresh dug potatoes are just light years ahead of anything else. You know, one of the things that I found really kind of fun and interesting over the years is all the little tiny potatoes that farmers used to throw away are now now they're sold as gourmet potatoes.
And yeah, we used to call them bees because the A potatoes are the big ones, and the little ones were bees. They were A, B, C. The little ones were bees.
Right. They're now sold mixed colors in a bag for twice as much as the other potatoes when they used to be throwaways. So I think
it's all about marketing.
And you know what? I love the little ones because you cook them whole. You know, you just
they're easy.
They're really easy to throw around to roast or put in a stew or throw in soup. I love them. I think they're great. So I'm not a big fan of peeling potatoes anyway. I never peel potatoes. So you don't have to peel the little ones. Just throw them in. They're great. So, yes, the evolution of potatoes. And I will also say that Central Jersey used to be one of the biggest potato-producing regions of the country. And it is said that you used to drive along Route 33 and you could not, from Hightstown to the shore, and there was no place on Route 33 where you couldn't see potatoes on one side or the other. And that was what Warner Thurlow said, who was my predecessor as county agent in Middlesex County. So it wasn't that long ago. I mean, it was a while ago now, but it wasn't like, you know, the 1800s. New Jersey was a big producer of round white potatoes.
60s and 70s, but now we're lucky. We have warehouses.
Oh, yeah, we have warehouses, lots of them. And they're growing, you know, even faster than the potatoes.
Well, all those potato farms are gone and replaced by warehousing.
Yes, I know. And they're, and I have heard recently that the warehousing industry, you know, the whole big buy everything online, is having a major setback because they expanded so rapidly due to the pandemic, because everybody was shopping online, that they overextended, and now people aren't exclusively shopping online, and so their expansion has exceeded their growth now, because the growth is receding, and these warehouses may not be as much in demand as they were a year ago. So we'll see what happens with that.
Well, anyway, good luck with potatoes. I got to go pick up parts.
Okay, well, go have fun at Tractor Supply. I love going to Tractor Supply. It's a great store. I love hanging out there. They have the best. They do. They have the best work gloves, and they have treats for my chickens. I buy them all kinds of treats there. They have bags of Harvest Delight and all little cool things. When my chickens see me coming with those bags, they get all excited, and they run up to me and run around my feet. They know that those little bags have stuff that they're going to like. So have fun at Tractor Supply.
We'll do. Maybe we can get them to be a sponsor of the Garden Show.
That would be awesome. That would be great, because I'm a genuine fan, so that would be great. All right, you have a good day, and thanks for sharing that story.
You bet. Bye, Peg.
Bye-bye, Greg. Okay, now do we need another break? We do. Okay, so can I give the number before we do that? Okay, 545-9282, outside the 732 area code, is 1-888-545-9282. And we have four open lines, and it's a very busy time of year, so do give us a call, and we'll be right back.
Here's the updated weather forecast for this evening. Still a chance of some locally severe showers or some thunderstorms moving through as the frontal system brings relief from the heat. And our overnight temperatures down to about 60. Daytime Monday, look for partial sunshine. Highs will reach the middle 70s on north winds. Mostly cloudy at night, 56. Clouds and sun on Tuesday. Tuesday's highs upper 60s to near 70. And mostly cloudy on Wednesday, also near 70. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for Fox Sports, New Jersey.
78 degrees in central Jersey.
Fox Sports Radio New Jersey wants you to win $5,000 for your next home improvement project. Times might be tough, and your pockets might be slim, so fixing that backyard deck or finally renovating your basement might not be in the budget. Let's fix that. Head on to FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com and enter our $5,000 home improvement sweepstakes. You'll get an email confirming your entry and be put in the running to win $5,000. With 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey.
Are you ready for some family fun? Have a ball with everyone. It's a slamming hit. Come on, get patriotic.
Patriots are at home against the Reading Fightin' Phils at 1 o'clock p.m. on your flagship station for Patriots baseball, 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey.
Brought to you by Flemington Department Store, New Jersey Lottery, Aaron Kitchen Bath and Design Gallery, and NJ Advanced Media.
We are Fox Sports!
Looking to buy, sell, or service your vehicle?
Hi, I'm Eric Shulp of Bridgewater Nissan, and we're here for you. We're not short on inventory. We have a great selection, arriving daily, plus the largest certified pre-owned inventory around, and no extra fees. Need quality maintenance? You can trust our service department. They're second to none. Thinking of selling? Get top dollar. Your car is worth more at Bridgewater Nissan. So, what are you waiting for? Give us a try. Visit us in Bridgewater or at BridgewaterNissan.com.
So, what do you guys want to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't care. Whatever you want to do.
Dad, what should we do?
Whatever you guys want to do.
There's nothing to do.
Bring the fun times right to your own backyard with great deals on pools, spas, and patio sets at Pelican's preseason sales event. Create a cool oasis for your family today with Pelican Pool Spas and Patio Furniture. Route 18, East Brunswick.
I started using drugs when I was 13 years old. I started with pot, like most people probably do, alcohol, cigarettes, and eventually moved up to methamphetamine and went on to cocaine and eventually ended up on heroin.
I did not have a life. I mean, I owned a multi-million dollar advertising firm and I couldn't function.
My husband packed the children and left. I had no idea where they were.
But none of that mattered. All that mattered was smoking crack.
And my parents, brother, and sisters are just baffled. You know, how can somebody that supposedly has so much be so miserable and keep throwing his life away?
And I remember my mother saying to me one day, "You're going to die if you don't get help." I wanted to have my life back and my family back. And that's when my mother found Narcanon.
If you or someone you love has a drug or alcohol problem, call Narcanon today at 1-800-468-6933 or visit us at www.stopaddiction.com.
The new Talk Radio 1450 WCTC, the voice of Central Jersey. The Garden Show with Peggy Ballester Howells.
Welcome back to the Garden Show. We're going to go over to Warren. Say good morning to Mary. Hey, Mary, how are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Spent some time out in the garden yesterday.
I hope early in the day or late in the day, because the middle of the day was brutal.
It was brutal. I, like you, at one point was just like, I can't do this anymore. And I just came home and came inside because it just got to be too much.
It was. And, you know, it wasn't even that hot. It was hot. I don't mean to say it wasn't hot. It was hot. But it was just, you know, I mean, I've worked outside in the high 80s many, many times in the summer when you're used to it, when your body's had a chance to acclimate to that. But to go from sweatshirts and, you know, heavy work shoes and, you know, a t-shirt and a sweatshirt and jeans to shorts and a t-shirt and sweating. And it was too much of a change. My body was just like not reacting well. So I'm sure we'll all adjust. And under other circumstances, it might have been a good day to work outside if we were all used to it. But it was too much of a shock. It was just too much of a shock. So,
but
what'd you get done?
So, well, actually, I did do some planting. I got some tomatoes in and the peppers in. And one of my questions this morning is about the tomatoes. What's your take on the suckers? Do I take the suckers off? Do I leave them on? Pros, cons?
Okay. It's really a matter of which study you read, you know, because one study will say, take all the suckers off and stake it. Some will say, take all the suckers off except one and stake two. Some will say, take all the suckers off and put trellises up so you can stake them to the trellises going crosswise. And then other studies will say, leave everything on because you have more leaf surfaces to photosynthesize and the foliage shields the tomatoes from sun scald. Do what makes you happy. I think, you know, the difference for a backyard garden is minimal. My first choice is to cage them. Make sure that whatever kind of material you use to cage them, whether you buy cages or make a cage, the trick is to make sure that it's big enough to get your hand through and with a big fat tomato in it. So you have to be able to make sure that the openings of whatever you use allow you to harvest through it. And and that the kind that you can buy, the new ones that are a little bit more heavy duty than those really skimpy ones that they sold for years, the skimpy ones were not worth the effort. But the new, bigger, heavy duty ones do a decent job. But if you choose to make your own, which is even better, you use something called page wire fencing. And page wire, it's farm fencing, and it has big openings, big, that's why it's called page wire.
Oh.
It's not quite, it's not as big as a 8.5 by 11, but it's certainly big enough to reach your hands through. And then what you do is you just make a circle, and you attach it to one of those fence posts that you can buy that has the little shovel blade on the bottom to shove in the ground, and and it has the little toothy things that you can attach the page wire to hold it on there. And that's the best. My problem with them is simply, where do you store them over the winter? You have to have a place to store them. Now I do. I would have a place to store them. Because I could put them in the upstairs part of the barn. But then that means I need to get my husband to put them up there, or with me to put them up there. And the ones that you can buy, I can just stack, you know, and put them behind the garage. I don't have to put them upstairs in the barn. So there's other factors to, you know, to kind of figure in.
Think about there. But, okay.
So,
okay.
But I use, and they come in such nice colors, green and yellow and red and orange and purple and blue. I love them because they're coated, and that's, you know, what makes them last, you know, so they don't rust. So I really like the colored ones. They're fun.
Yes. So, okay. And my other question is, you had gotten those blue pea seeds. Did you ever get those to come up?
They never arrived.
Oh, they never arrived. Oh, because
no.
I ordered some online and they came, but they're not sprouting.
No. I did order them and they never came. I don't even know. Now that you mention it, I don't even know if I got charged for them. I'll have to go back and look. But I know they never came. So, So we'll just have to see what happens.
That's a bummer. I was hoping you'd have some info on me.
Sorry.
How to get them to.
No. Well, a couple of things to get them to germinate is, you know, you soak them overnight before you plant them. That helps.
Okay.
And then the other thing is you can, how big were they? Were they tiny?
They were pretty small. Yeah. Maybe a quarter of an inch.
Oh, well, that's,
yeah, they weren't very big at all.
Well, that's not real big. I mean, that's not real small. You can scarify them by, sandpapering them a little bit. Just lay them on like a cutting board. And rub some take some sandpaper and rub it over the top of them to scrape up the seed coat, and then soak them overnight. I did that. What did I do that with? I did that with something. I did that with the popcorn plant seeds, and it was cool. I actually ended up, those were pretty big, so I actually ended up using a scissors on them. Not to cut off a piece, but to just scar them a little bit with a pair of scissors. And it was so cool because when I put them in water, they actually had little bubbles coming up. They were breathing the water, soaking in the water. And I saw a couple of little bubbles. Maybe three or four of them were sending up little bubbles. And I had very good germination with them. So if you're having trouble with germination, try scarifying them and soaking them in water overnight, and that would make a big difference, I would think. But
I didn't plant all of them.
Okay, so try again. And now I'm totally bummed because I had forgotten that I had ordered them. I get so many seeds, and I had forgotten that I had ordered them, but I definitely did not get them. So
you didn't get them. Okay. No. Well, I'll see if I have any luck. I'll try to sandpaper them up there and give it a try again.
Yeah, one more try. You still have time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Not that I can think of offhand. I'm hoping this hot weather goes away so I can get back and get the rest of the garden planted.
Tomorrow's the day. Tomorrow is a perfect day.
Except I have to go to work tomorrow.
When you come home. It'll be perfect when you come home.
Sounds good.
All right. Good luck.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Okay. Bye-bye now.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, that first hour went really fast. I'm going to give the phone number again. It's 545-9282. Outside the 732 area code, it's 1-888-545-9282. We do have four open lines, so when you call, we'll get you through. We do have a sports minute planned for the, you know, right after the 9 o'clock news, so we will do that. So you may not want to call right away, because if you did, you could just put the phone on speaker and wait, which is okay by me. But if you don't want to have to hold on to the phone, you can call as, say, maybe what, about 9:10? Is that good? All right. Well, what else did I want to share with you? There are several things. Irises are blooming everywhere. So if you have any irises you want to get out there, you may want to remove the dead flowers on the German irises as they shrivel up, just to make it continue to look beautiful, but the Siberian irises are blooming too. So as one thing fades, another thing begins to kick in, and I'm happy to report that the giant hibiscus have emerged, and they always come up. They're one of the last things to come up, but they are coming up now, so that bodes well for bright color later in the summer. All right, so we will be back after this. Broadcast.